This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Hurricane Milton is powering up as it heads toward Florida. It could make landfall Wednesday in the Tampa Bay area. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he understands the frustrations of residents in the Gulf region already reeling from Hurricane Helene.
I know in these communities that have already been hit, it's not easy. Not easy to have to go through this again. It's very frustrating when you've worked hard to recover from Helene and you still have so much more to do there, to think that we could get hit by another one. But we'll get through it. We have marshaled all the resources that are available to the state to prepare.
Hamas has fired rockets from Gaza, setting off air raid sirens in Tel Aviv. This as Israelis mark a year since Hamas's October 7th attack, holding vigils and attending somber ceremonies. The AP's Karen Shamas has this story.
Crowds across the world took to the streets on the eve of the October 7th anniversary, which marks a year since the Hamas attack on Israel and Israel's unrelenting offensive in Gaza and now Lebanon. In Turkey, protesters chanted, "Murderer Israel, get out of the Middle East." In Australia, thousands gathered in Sydney and Melbourne in support of Palestinians and Lebanon. Sydney protester Samantha Ghazal told the AP,
"I've come here today because I can't believe that our government is giving impunity to a violent extremist nation."
Elsewhere in Melbourne, supporters of Israel held up posters showing Israeli hostages who are still missing. In Tel Aviv, relatives of the hostages took to the streets to protest against Israel's government, demanding the hostages are brought home. I'm Karen Shamas.
Here in the U.S., tech executives say the hours and days right after Election Day will likely be prime time for anybody looking to mislead and deceive voters. The Supreme Court begins a new term today. This is AP News. To the movies now with the AP's Margie Zarletta.
Joker Folie à Deux debuted at number one at the box office as critics and audiences were divided on it.
I got the sneaking suspicion that we're not giving the people what they want.
The Joker sequel earned $40 million in domestic ticket sales, according to studio estimates. It was expected to make as much as $70 million. Critics gave it mixed reviews while audiences mostly panned it. The original Joker made $1 billion and won 3 Oscars. This week's number two movie is The Wild Robot, with Beetlejuice Beetlejuice in third. Transformers 1 is fourth, and Speak No Evil takes fifth place. I'm Margie Zarletta.
LeBron James and his son Bronny made NBA history when they played together for the first time during the Los Angeles Lakers preseason game against Phoenix. LeBron and Bronny are the first father and son to play in any NBA game at the same time. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.